with Ivan because it just flows. So he's got an anointing and it's just amazing. So
thank
it's just,
you.
At times just gone and the prophetic's flowed.
Amen.
But I just feel you need to just move into it and just go as the Lord.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg. Good morning. Is it okay if we run over on time?
Yes. Ivan, the youth can go out. Sorry. They can go out for now.
Youth, you can go out so long. Tor will meet you at the back. I know your fingers are off. Thank you. If you could carry on playing for me. Yeah, sure. This is the Lord's meeting. It's not ours. And we need to be obedient to what He's wanting to do here this morning. And you know, we often prepare in our own strength, but the Holy Spirit comes along and He does things differently. And we just need to be obedient to Him this morning. Thank you. Can we just close our eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fill this place. Fill this place. This is your meeting. It's not ours. For the Lord would say, come out from amongst her. For I'm doing a new thing. It will not be as times past, but I'm doing something new. You can't take the old with you into the place I'm taking you. Come out from amongst her. I'm calling you, my people, to a walk of righteousness. I'm calling you to a holy place, a place of intimacy with me. You'll be my people, and you'll know my love. You'll walk in a dimension of my spirit that you've never experienced before. If you would follow me, if you'd fix your eyes on me, if you'd make me first in your life, if you'd give me your heart this morning, you'll see me. And truly, you'll know my call upon your life in this season. But I would say again, my children, come out from amongst her. I've called you to be separate. I've called you to be separate. For I love you. For I love you. And it's my heart for you to walk a walk of fruitfulness, a life of obedience in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Vincent, I just saw this glass bowl, but I saw all these tiny little beads in them. You know, all these beads that the Zulu ladies weave with a thread. But I saw this needle and I saw this long thread, and you had this needle in this bowl with all these beads, and you were trying to thread all these beads onto the needle, then onto the thread, and you're not all the beads were coming onto that needle. It was only those that were in the right position where the needle could go through that hole, and they would eventually thread onto that line. And I just feel the Lord would say to you today, you know, we want to save everyone, and sometimes we get discouraged. But God will lead you to the right people. God will lead you to the right people, and you'll thread them into God's calling for their lives. And I really just want to encourage you and Kathy with that this morning. Amen. Thank you, Don. Thank you. Sure. I prepared so much for you this morning. I really don't know how I'm going to get through all of this. Oh, precious Jesus, help me. And then he says, cut it. I can't. Say a picture says 1,000 words. Who am I? And I really feel God wants to take us as his children, as the church. He wants us to walk in authority. He wants us to be in authority. He wants us to speak with authority. And I feel for many of us, we're lacking in that area. We don't know who we are in Christ. Yes, we know his word, but truly, do I know who I am? Do I know who I am? The Lord's been taking me through that the last couple of months, and I've been wanting to share this with you for quite a while, and I just never had the freedom to. And I, through the week, I'd prepared, and I got everything all in order, and I thought, ah, that's great. Done and dusted, and I can just polish it up on Saturday afternoon and give you that word. Come Saturday afternoon, I sat down and I put in all the stuff, and I was just saying to the elders this morning, it was like a jigsaw puzzle. I just couldn't get this thing together. And I put it down, and Lenny made supper and we ate, and while we were eating, God just brought order to it. Walking in authority, speaking in authority, having and being in authority. We've been given authority to speak and cause things to happen. I must know the authority that has been given to me as a child of God. And I need to know how to walk in that authority. Amen? I must know the authority that has been given to me as a child of God. Let's turn to Colossians 1, 12, 13. Colossians 1, 12 to 13. Always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sin. So he's taking us out of the kingdom of darkness and he's placed us in the kingdom of light. Let's turn to Galatians 2, 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's turn to Matthew 28, 18 to 19. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then Mark 16, 15 to 18. Sorry, I'm racing through all these scriptures. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name and they will speak with new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. I just wanted to cover quickly through those scriptures. It's Christ in us. He's taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and he's placed us in the kingdom of light. So there's an authority that we walk in as children of God. There's an authority that we have because it's Christ in me. He's in me and he lives in me. So on the inside, we are the image of Jesus and we are his image. So I'll ask you this morning, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Superman. Yes. Yes. Franco's right. We need to see ourselves like that. But we don't. Galatians God has given every one of us here this morning authority over the enemy. Over all the enemy, you have authority. Don't let the enemy lie to you. A few weeks ago, well, I've been sick for quite a while. And a few weeks ago, I'd been praying and this thing was just hanging around and it wouldn't go. And one night in my prayer, the Lord said to me, Alvin, take authority over that thing. So the Lord, yeah, I've been praying. He said to me, take authority over it. And I prayed and the Lord showed me what it was. Took authority, it was gone. Within half an hour, I started feeling better. When I woke up that next morning, I was great. I was on top of the world. You need to know how to walk in that authority. Sally brought a prophetic word last Sunday. Enlist in the end time army of God. Nail your colors to the mast of my kingdom. Do you remember that, Sally? Yeah. Nail your colors to the mast of my kingdom. So what does that mean for you and for me? Where do you stand and what position have you taken? Where do you stand in the kingdom of God and what God called you to? And what position have you taken? God doesn't want us to on the sideline. He doesn't want us to be spectators. You know what? If you're going to sit on the sideline and if you're just going to be a spectator in this season, you're not going to see the outworking of His promise and His call on your life. You're going to miss out. You need to be an active participant of what God is calling you to. We're a family. We stand strong, we stand together in God's word, and we advance His kingdom in every way. Who am I? If I look at that picture, nothing is going to stand in his way. Nothing. There's no fear in that guy. He's been trying to do something, and he's going to carry it out with all his might and all his strength. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to do in this season. He doesn't want us to be wishy-washy. He's calling us to stand. He's calling us to be strong. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's turn to James 1, 6 to 8. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Wow. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world. And they are unstable in everything they do. Wow. I didn't say that. God did. That comes from His word. He wants stability. And we need to stand strong. You need to know in this hour that He's called you. He's called every one of us here. Not just the elders, not just the leaders, but He's called everyone here. I just wanted to share with you a quick little story. A few years ago, I met a guy by the name of Adrian. And I was invited to a men's prayer meeting at Maranatha in Kempton Park. And this guy, he was in the occult, in Satanism. He was quite high up. And the enemy was using him in a lot of areas. And he was sitting over there, and he was just sharing where they see into the spirit, and they could see how thin you are. He could see how paper thin the people of God were. And when he speaks of paper thin, these are people that are not, they're not spending time in prayer, they're not spending time in God's word. He could see they were fragile, they were paper thin. And it was easy to defeat them. This was coming from a man that walked in the occult. People, we need to stand strong and we need to believe God's word for our lives. We need to be advancing His kingdom. We have been given authority and we need to start walking in it and exercising it. Do you know that authority is exercised when there is a right to exercise it? Yeah. Authority is exercised when there is a right to exercise it. We have that right. Authority doesn't beg. Authority doesn't ask. Authority commands. Do you believe that? Let's turn to Acts 3:6. So I'm looking at the time behind the heater. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. Peter didn't pray. He didn't beg. He didn't ask. He knew the authority he had been given. And he commanded that person to get up and to walk. And that's how we need to walk in our everyday life. Jesus has given you the authority. He's given me the authority to speak to every storm, to address every mountain. When I stand upon His word and I speak that creative word, He begins to work for me. Those mountains, He'll begin to remove them. Those storms, He'll begin to calm them in my life. Mark 16, verse 17. You all okay? Yes. I can see if you're sleeping, eh? Mark 16, 17. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Romans 8, 11. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. I love this. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, lives in you. With everything that I've spoken to you about this morning, I just want to just put it in layman's terms. I want to make it easy for you. Eskom sends power to my house and it comes through all those cables. Okay, Lenny says sometimes. But that power comes through the cables. Right? Yeah. So when I get home at night, get home up at 6 o'clock, sure, it's dark. I find Eskom. Hey, but you need to put the lights on. Are they going to come and put my lights on? Everybody's shaking their head. No. I can phone them 100 times. No one's going to come and put my lights on. I need to do that. The power is there. When I walk in, I just need to flick that switch. Bling, the lights are on. And that's how it needs to be. Jesus has given you authority. Like He just put that switch on. Took, the light comes on and things happen. He's given you that authority. Stand on it and use it. In 1 Kings 18, verse 41, and this is a story of where Elijah prays for rain because there'd been a drought in the land for many, many years. So Elijah and Gehazi, they climb Mount Carmel. And Elijah begins to pray for rain. But while he's praying for rain, he's got his hand, his head in between his knees. If you read the word, it says he had his head between his knees. And he was praying. And he would send Gehazi out if he could see anything. And he kept coming back with a report. No, he couldn't see anything. And he would pray and he would send him out again. No, I can't see anything. He prays and he sends him out again. This happened 7 times. And on the 7th time, he comes back. Yes, in the distance, I can see the small cloud. I believe that's why he had his head between his knees, so that he couldn't see what was going on around him. He couldn't look out there. There are no clouds. He was focused on God. He was focused on the prayer that he was sending out into the Spirit. And I want to look at it. I want you to look at it like this morning. Prayer is like planting a seed. We water it, and after a while, because you can't see anything coming out of the top, what do? We go and dig it up to see if it's still there. You know, at school, we all got that little bead seed that we used to put in a cotton wool, put water it, and put it in the kitchen, there in the sun. And every now and again, we'd come and we'd lift that cotton wool to see if it's growing. And you'd have this little root coming out of it. But let me tell you something. When you dig that seed up to check to see that thing's growing, you've just killed it. You've just killed it. And that's what doubt does. That's what doubt does. It destroys the word that you're speaking. It destroys God's word. Have the faith to believe. Elijah had the faith to believe. 6 times he came back. No, there's nothing. But the 7th time he came back, yes, the clouds are there. If you can't see anything right now, keep standing on God's word and keep speaking that word. Trust him. His word is alive. His word is creative. Take God at his word. He goes with you and he fights for you. Joshua and Caleb. In Joshua 10 verse 11 to 13. God takes him out into the promised land. It was a land that was promised to Moses and to the people. But it was Joshua and Caleb that walked into the promised land. You know, when we take God at his word, regardless of what we see, yes, the giants were there. Impossible circumstances and situations, those things are there. But you know what? He chose to focus on what God was telling him. And he went in and he took the land. And that's what happens when you stand on God's word, regardless of what's around us, what's happening around us. God comes and he fights for us. He'll take you into your promised land. When Joshua and his armies came up against the foreign kings, 7 kings came against him. 7. They gathered together to come against Joshua. But because Joshua stood on God's promise, God fought with them and for them. And if you read the word, it says that God threw hailstones on the enemy. And that's what he does when he fights for us. Be obedient to his word, regardless of what you see or what's happening around you. How bad the situation or circumstance is, God is big. God is big. He's greater than all those things. A doubter will get left behind. I love this one. David and Goliath. And we all know the story where David comes and he stands before Goliath. Small guy, big guy. This guy was a giant. I'm sure he had big muscles. Probably had a tattoo on his one eye. You know, a lot of the guys have got these tattoos all over, and now just, I'm a strong oak. To instill fear on the enemy. And you know what, when David stood, he was just a shepherd boy. But when he stood before Goliath, what was Goliath trying to do? He was blaspheming David. He was cursing him. What was he trying to do? He was trying to intimidate David. So, he was trying to get David to focus on himself. Satan was trying to get David to focus on Goliath. He was trying to get David to see, yes, look how big this oak is. But what was David doing? He was comparing Goliath to God. Yeah. He was comparing Goliath to God. Hey, dude. Yeah. Satan will come and he'll intimidate you. You're no good. Who do you think you are? You're not qualified to speak God's word like that. Yes, you are. Don't let Satan come and intimidate you and crush you. God stands with you as an awesome and a mighty one. Jesus qualified you. And then back to 1 Kings 18. And this is a story of Elijah and Elisha. Here we have a man of God that demonstrated amazing power. We destroyed 450 false prophets of Baal. He gathered them all together and he slacked all these oaks, the false prophets of Baal. He was a mighty man. He walked with God. And it wasn't long after that, Jezebel sends word out, hey Elijah, I'm coming to kill you. What does Elijah do? He runs. Hey? He runs in hides in a cave. And the Lord comes looking for Elijah. What are you doing here? Oh no, Lord, I was zealous for you. He ran out of fear. He ran out of fear. And that's what Satan does. He comes and he brings fear. What does fear do? It cripples you. It'll cripple you. And then he tells Elijah to go and anoint Elisha to take your place. Sure. You know what? If we don't come to the party, if I don't take God at His word, if I don't trust Him, if I don't fulfill what He's asking me to do, He'll use somebody else. He will use someone else. That call and that gift that He placed on your life, do you want God to use somebody else? No, I don't. We are going to make mistakes, but we get up and we keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't let Satan intimidate you. Don't let him bring fear. Don't doubt God's promise over your life. You know, we did that course quite a few months ago on God's Generals every Wednesday. And those people aren't around anymore. They're gone. We are God's generals. They're sitting here. Right here. Amen. Right here. You are God's general. Everything you do, love must be the foundation for everything. Love is the greatest manifestation of God's power. Love is what causes us to live in the Spirit, the greatest virtue of all. Put yourself in a place where you can see and hear God. Revelation and understanding come from that place. In John 5:19, it says that Jesus did only what he saw the Father doing. And we need to be doing what we see the Father doing. When truth is revealed to your heart and mind by the Holy Spirit through the Word, guess what? Faith comes alive on the inside of you. Heart faith. We need to be spending time in His Word, and we need to be spending time in prayer. And I know Mark's often mentioned it. Are you praying in tongues? Are you praying in tongues? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. He wants all of you today. I just feel I needed to share this message with you. There's a lot going on out there. A lot. If we're going to listen to and believe what's in the newspaper and what's flying around out there, Satan's going to cripple you. We don't go by sight, but we go by what God's Word says for our nation and for our lives. And people, this is the time to advance His kingdom. This is the time to stand strong, speak God's Word over our nation, over our families, and over our lives individually. Amen. Yeah, I've left a lot of it out. We've just came through, but that's what I wanted to leave with you this morning. Stand strong. Know who you are in Christ, because He's given you that authority, Christ in me, and walk in it. Walk in it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love You. We worship You. We praise You. We know that in our own strength, we are nothing. But Father, it's in You and it's through You. So I pray for everyone here today that Your love, Lord Jesus, would rise up, that they have a love for Your people, that they have a love for You, Lord Jesus, a love for Your church, a love for Your family. Father, I pray for a strength, that a strength would rise up. I pray for a boldness for every one of my brothers and sisters here today, a strength and a boldness to advance and to do what You're calling them to do in this hour, Lord, that they would have a heart for You, a heart fixed on You, Lord. We give You all the glory and all the honor. Father, I just pray Your blessing and Your leading and Your protection upon us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If anybody needs prayer, to come up to the front and the leaders and elders will pray for you. Thank you.
Just before we go, thanks Ivan for that message. The youth really want to share to us all the camp that they went on, but we'll do that next Sunday. So it's something wonderful to look forward to. Amen. So thanks for joining us. Come have some coffee with us afterwards, and we'll see you Wednesday and next week.
I just wanted to read that thing at Mark sent.